You are with Phoenix FM. We are here on this slightly rainy Saturday night, and it delights me to say that it's just got a lot brighter because I am joined by Archipelago. I said that right, didn't I?
Yes. Yep. Yes, you did.
Brilliant. Welcome to Phoenix FM. It's great to have you with us. You've just played on the BBC introducing stage. Well, first things first, introduce yourselves to our listeners.
So, I'm Faye McCalman.
John Pope.
I'm Christian Alderson.
And you guys have quite a good variety of instruments in your repertoire, so tell us about that.
Well, I play saxophone, clarinet, synth and voice, and I also have some effects that I use on saxophone. And then Christian plays drums and percussion, John plays electric bass with loads of effects as well. Yeah, so we do have quite a lot.
So how did you originally get together and arrive at this sound?
Well, we started as an acoustic quartet to play for Faye's final year recital at university, at music school. And I played double bass in that. We had a piano player. It was much more of an acoustic jazz sound. And then our piano player left, and we kind of thought, well, we really like playing together anyway. Let's go back to the drawing board and try some things out. And Faye had wanted to write music and bring it in for a band. I'd wanted to do things with electric bass and pedals for a long time, and it felt like a good excuse, a good chance to really explore some new things. And then, you know, 3-4 years later, it's really turned into its own world. You know, it's into its own thing a lot.
I think it's a side of us as well that was the sort of sound that we have now compared to how it was originally is something that we've all been into, but in an acoustic setting, it was never going to work, kind of thing as well. So it allowed us to explore other things that we like a little more as well, really.
Excellent. Who influences your sound musically?
Well, a lot of people, but some of the main ones are a band called Morphine. They're also a trio, sort of sax, drums and bass trio. And Joni Mitchell, I'm really influenced by her and other sort of alt folk songwriters. And then also Eric Dolphy, sort of in the more jazz vein of things. We're all really inspired by jazz, and when we first got together, we were an acoustic jazz quartet, so a lot of our sounds derive from that whole world as well.
Excellent stuff. I have to say, I think you're the only group I've interviewed who've been played on Radio 3.
Really?
Which, yes.
Oh, wow.
It's a bit of an unknown entity, but yeah, having seen you live, I can see how you fit in perfectly, because you've got lots of different stuff, because you've got a bit of a cappella, like I say, you've got all your different instruments and things like that. So you know, it's really quite engrossing, I find.
Yeah,
so
thank
how
you.
You're welcome. So of course you played the BBC introducing stage at Latitude here today. Have you had many more? Have you been playing live a lot recently over festival season?
We've actually, the main thing we've been focusing on is a collaboration with a band from Leeds called Jay Frisco. And we've got some gigs coming up with that at Leeds Jazz Festival on Sunday, and at the Sage on Tuesday, and then in Sheffield in September. And we're planning an Archipelago tour for October and November this year, so that's our main gig time. Yeah.
We've all been busy in other things as well, I guess. John and Faye both playing other bands. John has the John Pope Quintet, and they're both playing a band in that, and they're both playing a band called Ponyland, and they've been kind of doing festivals and stuff as well recently, and you were on tour with the quintet and things as well.
Yeah.
So we've been busy doing not a lot of festivals and stuff, but, you know, we had actually had some stuff in Newcastle recently as well, a few festivals and stuff, like local to us festivals.
Yes,
and things.
Yes, so. Tipping Point Festival, that used to be Evo Emerging. We played there with Jay Frisco on the bill as well, and our friends Taupe, who were formerly a Newcastle band and are now split between Newcastle and Manchester and Glasgow, I think.
Yeah.
Sort of really gnarly, thrashy, punk metal weirdness, and really lovely guys. Yeah, we played there with that. Tipping Point's a really cool festival of northeast music
D-jazz
that does,
too.
And also D-jazz. Yeah, with our friend Fran Bundy from Leeds, who's a sound artist and vocalist.
Mm.
We did a collab set with her as well, which is grew out of a project that we did last year with a bunch of invited female sound makers and artists that we did some residency work with. So it's ticked over. There's been a lot of very diverse, interesting things, but it feels quite nice to get back into the swing of doing Archipelago as a straight project again. We've done a lot of cool collab things over the last year, but it's nice to get back into the swing of the three of us on stage doing what we do again. It's really lovely.
Definitely. Tell me about the releases that you've got available at the moment.
So we've got the first EP we ever made is available on Bandcamp. That was, oh, I can't remember, that was about 3 years ago now, and that was like when I first started writing songs for the band. It was quite proggy, the songs are quite long, there's loads of extended sections and improvisations, that was great. And then our debut album is called Weightless, and we released that about 2 years ago. Yeah, that's also on Bandcamp and Spotify. And then we also made a collab album last year called Between Waves with different female identifying musicians that we worked with on a project that we ran called Between Waves in Newcastle. So that's our most recent release. And it's us collaborating with Rosie Freighter-Taylor, singer-songwriter, Lizette Orton, a spoken word artist, and Faith Brackenbury, a strings player, and Fran Bundy, an electronic musician, the one that we just collaborated with again. So, yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah. Is there more music in the pipeline?
Yes. Yeah, we just played one of our new songs, actually, and we're in the process of rehearsing new music, and we're going to record it either at the end of this year or the start of next year, release a new EP. Yeah.
Excellent. Good stuff. Well, very best of luck to you with all that recording. Remind us where people can find out more about you online.
You can go to archipelago-jam.com, and that's our website. You can find us on Facebook, it's archipelago.fjc, same for Instagram, and you can also listen to us on Spotify or Bandcamp, and you can find us on Twitter, that's archipelago-jam as well. It's always either archipelago-jam or archipelago.fjc.
So yes, just enter one of those in, and you'll be fine. And it's
archipelago.
Excellent, good stuff. Righto, well, thank you so much for joining us tonight, and well, good luck with the new releases, isn't it?
Thank
with
you.
Working on the new stuff. We look forward to hearing more.
Thanks very much.
Thanks for having
us.
Thank you.